I think that such a bid would be greeted with enthusiasm. The Commonwealth Federation, Commonwealth Games Federation, for a long time has been really encouraging smaller nations, developing nations, to host the games. And you know, in the past, from various reasons, basically the largest and probably the more developed nations have hosted the games, and so they've really encouraged it. So it's, in that respect, very good. As far as its ambitions to do so, I think it's a great move. I think the Pacific Games were really well put on and well presented. There's a lot of challenges. It's a fairly big step up from the Pacific Games to the Commonwealth Games. So there'll be a lot to put in place.
Now, historically, really since the turn of the century, most of the Commonwealth Games host cities have been bidding on their own when it came down to the crunch. For example, Manchester in 2002, I think Glasgow last time, Gold Coast, who will be hosting the next games in 2018 here in Australia, also lone bidders. But PNG, I think, they might be up against it. There's talk of Cardiff in Wales, there's talk of Singapore bidding, and I believe Adelaide have also indicated they could go for 2026.
Yeah, just to update you on that, actually, Manchester did not have a bidding, anyone bidding against them, but certainly Glasgow had a bid against them from Abuja in Nigeria, and Gold Coast, had a bid against us from Hambantota in Sri Lanka. So in recent times, there's generally been about two bids that have come up. So you're right; it hasn't been large numbers. But what's being expected for 26, as you said, is probably a multi number of cities. And although in the end of the day, you never know, because everybody thought that was going to happen for the bid for 2022. But in fact, we just had Durban as the only bid that's there. My view is that 26 will be highly sought after and will be competitive. So therefore, for Papua New Guinea, they would certainly need to do a lot of planning and start working on it now.
You would think, though, that Australia, having hosted the Commonwealth Games, I think four times, it'll be the fifth occasion on Gold Coast. It's certainly been held in Britain, of course, a number of times, so that would maybe factor Cardiff out. Maybe it will be a case of Singapore as another of the new kids on the block up against Papua New Guinea?
Well, possibly, although Singapore has talked about it numerous times and has never really stepped up on it. Singapore held the Youth Olympics, and they've also held a number of the Asian type of Southeast Asian games and those type of things. I think, you know, in the end of the day, what happens is at the point where that people have to decide, which is essentially 7 to 8 years out, they have to have a bit of a crystal ball gazing and to see what they want to do. I mean, I think everyone would say that the Pacific Games were an immense important event for the people of Papua New Guinea. They're very extremely proud of what they've done, and from that point of view, I think the government reflects that as far as its views for the future. I think what the government then has to decide, okay, well, how can what is the next step? And of course, there's all lots of other things that they would look at in events, you know, such as the Pacific Forum and regional Commonwealth events and the World Commonwealth events, as well as the Commonwealth Games, and then say that where does the games fit into this? And for the athletes and the young people of Papua New Guinea, hosting a games would be fantastic, and it would be something that would really be part of their continuing nationhood building.
And in terms of the potential impact on sporting development, not just in Papua New Guinea, but in the Pacific as a whole, you would think that the incentive of bidding for the Commonwealth Games would have a significant impact over a period of time, because PNG, of course, has already invested a large sum of money in the Pacific Games. They have a high-performance centre now, which the government has pledged not only to continue to fund, but I think to build a brand-new one at some point in the future. There's talk of an Oceania Institute along the lines of the Australian Institute of Sport, other countries looking to spend. So the Commonwealth Games would push that all forward, wouldn't it? And you would hope, therefore, raise sporting standards.
Absolutely, it would, Richard, and all of those incentives and goals would be certainly complementary to each other, and the hosting of a Commonwealth Games would really strongly support the continued development, particularly for sport and activity for young people, and particularly with a growing um, uh, with a with a growing population like PNG has, and the number of people in PNG who are below the age of, say, 25, it would be a fantastic event to propose to host.
So if we reach a situation where Papua New Guinea says, yes, we are definitely going to bid for the 2026 Commonwealth Games, Adelaide, I believe, are looking at 2026 or maybe 2030. Would you be, as a Commonwealth Games Association in Australia, encouraging Adelaide to perhaps take a back seat until 2030 and let PNG have a go?
Well, I don't know. That would be certainly up to our board and up to the sports. I mean, the Adelaide has a long history of wanting to host the Games. They go all the way back to 1962 when actually Perth took over from Adelaide to host the Games there. And then, of course, they bid in 1998 and were unsuccessful when Malaysia was successful. So it's, people of Adelaide would naturally say, look, we've been around a long time. Why should we step back and allow another country to bid instead of us? Plus, PNG is a sovereign nation, just as Australia is. So, look, from that point of view, it would be a matter that would have to be looked at. And I think the decision on that would probably also have to be based on what was politically seemed to be the important thing to do. I mean, there would be very strong developing nation support for a country like PNG to host its first games, while people would say Australia's held a number of games. So, look, all those things would have to go into the mix.